I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord,
and
praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel his power, power, glory, glory. Bring your sick and your weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. The message tonight is forget your past. Forget your past. Forget your negative past. Life is a journey. And only those with a sense of passion for focus will reach their destination gloriously. Hear this. Lack of knowledge of inheritance in Christ Jesus can make you a cheap victim of the devil's trick. Satan is subtle. One of his ways is to make you remember the things that have happened in the past as to put you in bondage. But I see you free this hour. Many can't fulfill their glorious future because of the memory of their past failures and mistakes. But hear what God said. How many want to do what God will advise them? How many want to do what God will advise them? In Isaiah chapter 43, everybody open to your Bibles and we'll read verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Shall we look at our Bibles and read 18 together? Remember, now the New King James used that Y-E as you, so you can be personalized it. Remember you, not the former things. Neither consider the things of old. Who is speaking? To you. Verse 19. Behold, I will do now. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Shout hallelujah. God said, don't remember. So if you remember, you are committing sin. God is advising you not to remember. See, if I don't remember, since you have been remembering, what has happened? God said, I want to do a new thing. God will do something new in someone's life. You must not remember the past, the old things. Say to someone, God is said to do a new thing. It shall spring forth in your life for all men to see it. Those who embrace the failures of yesterday can never see the brightness of tomorrow. I said those who embrace the failures of what? Yesterday cannot see, can never see the brightness of tomorrow. Can I humble you? Every successful man or woman you see today had failed before. Had one terrible past, but didn't allow that situation to keep him down on the floor. There is no man who will tell you he has never made mistakes in life, not one. Every great man has made one mistake or the other. Miles Monroe said, and I quote him, "Some people are too busy trying to get over their past that they don't have time to live their future." God does not use your past to determine your future. Let go of the past and pursue the bright future ahead of you. Paul speaking said, "This one thing I do, forgetting the things that are past and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can I show you something? Philippians chapter 3. Open to it. When it comes to forgetting your past, it is not God that will do it. So open. Tell your neighbor, it is not God. It is you that will have to forget your past. Tell your neighbor, not God. You have to help yourself by forgetting your past. Let go of the past. There's something bigger in the future. Philippians 3:13, shall we read together? One to go. "Brethren, I cannot myself to have apprehended. But this one thing, who will do it? You? What will you do? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are what?" Verse 14. "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let the dreams of your future be so big that they consume you, that the past failures will look too small. Put a picture of a big dream of your future and you will not see any past mistakes again. The reason you are seeing your past failures is because there's no dream before you of your future. When the dream before you is too big, you will remember what has happened. Nature abhors vacuum. There's nothing before you, so you keep remembering the past. Am I talking? Glory to God. May every past memory be wiped up by the blood of Jesus. You don't go forward looking backwards. A driver that keeps looking back will crash. The more you look back, the less you will get ahead. The more you look back, the less you get ahead. So I refuse to look backwards. A man who falls in a race can still win a prize if he rises up promptly to continue. A wise man said, "That you fell down is not an issue. Get up and dust yourself and go forward." Shout hallelujah. Let your tomorrow so occupy you that the memory of yesterday's failure will look too small. Mike Murdock said, "Stop looking at where you have been and start looking at where you can be." Stop looking at where you have been and start looking at where you can be. You can't change your past, but you can do something about your future. The past is irreparable, but the future is great. Am I talking? Yes, glory to God. Yes. Tell someone, forget yesterday's problems. Say to yourself, I will forget yesterday's problems. And I will look at today with God's promises from His word. And I look at my tomorrow with His promises from His word. I have a future. I know I have a future. I know I have a future. I know I have a future. Cultivate a habit of always looking forward. Cultivate a habit as a habit. As always looking what?
Forward.
Let yesterday die and look beyond the scars of yesterday. There's no star without a scar. Failure is only an event, it's not a person. That you fail does not mean you are a failure. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not a failure. Failure is only an event. And it is your opportunity to start more intelligently, Hereford said. So that you fail does not mean you are a failure. Stop sitting down, putting your hands on your jaw, put it behind you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Past experience should be a guidepost, not a itching post. There's nothing you can do. Don't do yesterday's misdeeds, but you can do something to avoid today's mistake. Let it just guide you. Well, I made this mistake, but not that you now sit down in one place and be mourning that problem. Is that clear, sir? Your past cannot be changed. But you can change your tomorrow by your action today. Your past cannot be, you can't repair it. But you can change your tomorrow by your action today. Forget it and move forward. Dust yourself and do what? Move forward.
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Kingdom exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathway to Greatness. Wisdom for Healthy Living. Succeeding with Challenges. Created for Distinction. Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
You know why? Thomas Edison was told that everything in his experiment lab has been gutted by fire. And when they told him, Thomas Edison killed the wife. He said, come up, sweetheart. You see that fire? You may never see that kind of fire all your life. He was making fun of what happened. He said, come and see the kind of fire. All lifetime experiment, everything was on fire. He said, come, you may never see this kind of fire. So let me see the kind of fire so you can have how fire is. After that, he took the world of science by storm. Every setback is only a comeback to take you up. That's why when you see people want to take high jump, they go backward first. Yes, something happened that took you backward, but very soon you go upwards. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't allow what happened yesterday stop you for your tomorrow. Say, I have a future. Say it like a child of God. I won't allow yesterday's trouble stop my dream of tomorrow. Shout
hallelujah.
Living in the past is a dull and frustrating business. If you think people's comments will make you, it's normal. That's part of it. And don't allow the comments and statements of people to demoralize your spirit. They can mock you. It's because God wants to make you. They mocked Jesus, so it's not new. They mocked him. If you are the Son of God, why not save yourself? Are you the first? You go to church. You are not the first. They told him, if you are truly the Son of God, come down and save yourself. You save others. After the mockery, God said he has highly what? Exalted. Every mockery is for a lifting. They mocked Sarah, so you are not the first. They mocked Hannah. They mocked Abraham. They mocked your Savior, Jesus Christ. So if they mock you that you couldn't even pay for your house rent, just know very soon you'll be given houses. Yeah. I doubt that we hear a loud amen. Yeah. I'll talk we hear a loud amen. Yeah. Yeah, what the Bible said concerning Jesus. I'll give you biblical characters that became great despite their past. Certain characters in the Bible that became what? Jesus, the number one example. Now, he had a background that nobody understood. He was born of the Holy Ghost. Before then, no man was born of the Holy Ghost. So they were even asking, how do you say God is your father? How are we sure? Because nothing like that has ever happened. Am I talking? So he became a laughing stock. Look at this man saying, he and God are one. That himself and God are one. How can this man be talking like that? You can imagine if Jesus kept talking about, see the way they are talking about me, that I'm not the Son of God. He wouldn't have done God's purpose for his life. You are too bothered about people's statement. They say, are you sure you are the Son? How do you say you? Are you not Joseph's son, carpenter's son, carpenter? They abused him as a carpenter. They say, look at carpenter and say he's the Son of God. Carpenter. That is the Messiah was mocked. But he said, nonsense. Your mockery can't stop me. So you are not the first. You are not what? First. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12 verse 2. He saw the future, and when they were stripping him naked, he said, nonsense. I won't allow it to affect what I have ahead. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knew the truth. He charted his course because he knew that whatever they are saying cannot stop him from what God has for him. People abuse you. Is that why you remain like somebody who has been abused? When he was born, it was only God and his mother that knew it. Not even Joseph who knew. Joseph at the time even doubted before God told him that she's born of that child in her is of the Holy Ghost. You can imagine that kind of background where even his biological father did not believe first before God said, hey, that child in her is of the Holy Ghost. You know how many things that went through Joseph's mind? Are you going to say now? But I said, while he thought on these things, then God said to him, the child in her is of the Holy Spirit. So if you are Jesus, what will you do? You will not preach again. Now, I'll tell you of another man who I think his own is the relevant one for this gospel more than anybody. Paul. Who? Paul's example is the best. Paul had a very terrible past. His zealousness in persecuting the Jews, the Christians, was very high. He was a Jewish. He persecuted the church, the Bible said, and wasted it. And did what? This man was so hard. He was called Saul before he became Paul. Now, in Galatians 1, hear what the Bible said concerning him, verse 13 and 14. There you will understand. Hear the word. He said, for ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jewish world, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Wasted it is a very funny language and is a gang language. Hope you know it. To waste is a mafia terminology. He was a militant. That wasted it is a mafia terminology. I'm a killer. You know me that I was a killer. That's the meaning. It's not a good language. But hear what he said in verse 14. And profited in the Jewish religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my father. You know my background, my past was nothing to write home about. He was the leader of the group that killed Stephen. The Bible said they took the clothes of Stephen and put on a young man whose name is called Saul. So Saul was the area boy that led the group to kill Stephen. He watched the gruesome scene. Now you can imagine Saul becoming Paul and then coming to preach. And Stephen's wife was there with the children. Did you hear me at all? And you know, it was not only Stephen he killed. He killed so many people. I wasted the trial. He was a killer. In fact, he was going to kill more when God arrested him. He was on his way to kill more. When God said, hey, why persecuted that me? So. Now, such a man, if God had called you like Paul, will you preach? Many of us would have said, you know, I would have preached, but you know the bad things I did. I can't face them all. Now, but hear what Paul said. It will humble you. That's why you should behave like Paul. Paul said, despite my past that you have heard, Acts 20:26. I'll read two scriptures. Hear what Paul said. Here it is, Acts 20:26. Are you there? Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from blood of all men. You know why he says so? If any man be in Christ, he said, if you think I killed, it's not Saul that it's Saul that killed. Paul is born again, and the one who killed, I didn't kill anybody. Who is speaking? Paul said that if you think I killed, I didn't kill anybody because the one who killed has died. This is a new man. Hello. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 2 will make you laugh more. This one is not even funny. 2 Corinthians 7:2. Look at what he said. Look at your Bible. 2 Corinthians 7:2. He said, receive us. We have wronged. Who is speaking? We have wronged who? A man who kills Stephen. We have corrupted. We have defrauded. Okay, you stay there. I've been thinking of your past. He said, in case you are bothering about my past, I didn't do anything bad. If Paul allowed his past, he wouldn't have been able to preach. He wrote about 13 books of the New Testament. Founded churches that are still existing over 2,000 years ago. So you can imagine if Paul still had this. See me that... kill people. God, you know, I can't preach. Hear me again. Say, one thing I do, forgetting the things that are past. You a militant, put it behind you. You wear, you are not the one. If any man be in Christ, all things. When you were not born again, you were a militant. If anybody wants to remind you, tell him the militant is not me. The militant is dead. I'm a new man. Hello. The prostitute is not me. The prostitute is dead. I'm a new person. The one who failed is not me. I'm a new person. Now here the man Gideon, the third example, Jesus first, Paul second, Gideon. Now Gideon came from a very poor background. In Judges chapter 6 verse 15, hear what Gideon said. He said, and he said unto him, oh my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor. In Manasseh, And I am the least in my father's house. A background, very funny background. Despite his past, God used him as a major instrument to defeat the Midianites. He delivered Israel using the same man who said, I had a poor background. Well, whether you were a militant like Paul, a prostitute like Rahab, who later became a member of the royal family of Jesus, and a heroine of faith, had a poor parental background like Gideon, you lost your husband like Ruth, you had a child out of wedlock, had a limited education like Peter, or you were ill-treated in a relationship, or you were a thief like that thief on the cross who still made heaven. Now rise above the stigma of any questionable event of your past. Stop repeating stories of how you failed in the past. Stop pointing your fingers at the company that sacked you. Stop advertising your pains. Stop meditating on your flaws. Concentrate on your future and forget your past. Great is your future. Why keep bemoaning the thing that you can't change? Now look up and tell yourself, I can't make it. The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
For life services, prayers, and counseling, visit smhos.org or call the numbers on the screen. This program was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, Home of Success.